Hey everybody, my name is Karis and welcome to Unmasked, where we talk about real hurts and real struggles, but we offer real hope. We like to let you know that you're not alone in the struggle you are facing and you can get through it. If this is the first time you are joining us, we're so glad to have you. You can find us on My Coleman TV on Spectrum 180, the Roku, all the new podcast platforms, and also on Facebook. Many of you may be joining us via Facebook Live today, and we'd love for you to chat with us in the comments. Feel free to share your own heart, to share any questions that you may have, and we would love to interact with you today. So like I said, my name is Karis, and I'm so glad to have you here. If you want to keep up with me or follow along with me and in my life and my journey, you can find me at Karis Snyder on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all of those platforms. And I have a website, karissnyder.com, that you can check out as well. So May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. And so I absolutely love that this month is actually falling during this time that we're in. I know that so many may be struggling right now with anxiety or depression or isolation because of the pandemic, because of the quarantine that many are facing. I know that even though I'm here in Alabama, you may be in another part of the world and you are facing some of the same things that I am. And now more than ever, it is so important to be taking care of your mental health. So for the next few weeks, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about your mental health, how to take care of your mental health, and why you should take care of your mental health. I will even share my story with you guys over the next couple of weeks as well, just so you can hear that part of my life, why I am so passionate about your faith and your mental health. I know over the last few months, we have talked a lot about anxiety as I've released a devotional called Anxiety Elephants, how to stomp out that anxiety. But we're not just going to be talking about that part of mental health. We're going to be talking about depression, suicide, and other aspects of mental health, because it's important that we do that. Like the show is called Unmasked. I know for many, we want to mask those hurts. We want to mask those struggles because we don't know how will that be received. Will people reject me? Will people turn their back on me? Will they turn their nose up at me and look at me differently? And our belief is no. The more we talk about those struggles, the more we talk about those real issues, the more that will give others the freedom to face those issues as well. It's kind of like this. If you were out maybe on a bike ride with your kids through a park or through a trail and you fall off your bike and you break your arm. Well, you're not just gonna cover that up, right, with a piece of cloth and say, it'll be fine. We won't worry about it. It'll be okay. It'll grow back the way it needs to. No, you are going to go to the doctor, or even if it was your kid, especially, you're going to go to the doctor and you're going to say, I broke my arm. They're going to take x-rays of that broken bone, right? They're going to look at that broken bone and see, where is it broken? Where did this issue happen? And how can we fix it? How can we make this better? How can we make this stronger in your life? So if we're going to do that for a broken bone, for the physical part of our body, we need to do the same as well for the mental part of our body, for our brains, for our minds, for our souls. If there is a part of you that feels broken and feels hurt, it doesn't help to mask it, to just cover it up and pretend like it's not there. Because what would happen? What would happen if we didn't take care of a broken bone? It would get worse, right? And not only would that bone be affected, but it would begin to affect other parts of your body. So that is the same with our mental health. If we pretend like it's not an issue and we pretend like nothing is really going on, it will begin to affect other parts of our life. So that is why it is important for you to take care of your mental health. And I want to speak specifically to something today that we don't talk a lot about because we're afraid to talk about it. We're afraid to admit that this is a problem. This is an issue, and that is suicide. Even saying that word, it gives me chills to think about so many who have lost their life because they feel as though there's nothing to live for. They feel that they are worthless, hopeless, useless, and purposeless. So maybe this Unmasked is for you today. If you are feeling those things, if you are feeling those struggles, if you're feeling those hurts, suicide over the last few years has been one of the top 10 leading causes of death. One of the top 10. These numbers got me a little more. It is the second leading cause of death for those age 10 to 34 years of age. Second. Fourth leading cause of death for those aged 35 through 54. It is a problem. There are so many out there. These numbers were for children all the way up to adults. So many out there feeling like there's nothing to live for. They are isolated. They're hurt. They're confused. And again, maybe that is you, and you need to know that you are worth it to get help. You are worth it to say and acknowledge that something really is going on inside of you. So for today, I want to look at you and say, we're not going to dismiss your pain. We're not going to dismiss your struggle. We're not going to dismiss your hurt. Together, we're going to acknowledge, hey, it is there and it's a problem and you're worth it to get help. In fact, you are purposeful. You are full of worth. And I want you to see that today, and I want you to know that. There is a number that you can call, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. It's 1-800-273-TALK. And you can call that number and you can talk to people, and they're going to be there to sit and listen to what you're going through. If you've been dealing with anxiety or depression for 6 months or longer, this is the time that you need to go and you need to seek out help. That was one of the greatest things that I did, was get help from a counselor and a doctor. I needed both in my life as I struggled with anxiety and depression. Let me throw these numbers at you as well. Depression. This was pre-pandemic, pre-coronavirus, okay? 264 million people worldwide have been battling depression. Now that number is probably going to grow because so many have been in isolation. Anxiety, which is the most common worldwide mental health issue. 284 million adults. One out of every 13 adults have dealt with some form of anxiety disorder. Again, this is all pre-coronavirus. So that number is going to grow. 284 million, one out of 13 adults. That means the majority of you have dealt with anxiety or depression at some point in your life. And you may still be dealing with it now because you don't know if it is safe for you to admit that you're struggling with it. And I remember that moment in my life. I remember that moment of thinking, if I tell, what's going to happen? And that's what I want to close with you today. As I began to come out of that pit of depression and anxiety, which I'll share more of that story with you in the coming weeks, I remember I was sitting with a friend. We were at her house, and our two daughters, they were playing, they were dressing up and having a great time. And she looked at me and she said, "Karis, how are you? How's it going? How's life going?" And I remember I looked at her and all these thoughts were going through my head of, should I tell her? Should I tell her what has happened? Should I tell her about my miscarriage? Should I tell her that I've been talking to a doctor and that I'm on antidepressants? Should I tell her I have a counselor? What should I do? Is my friend going to reject me and kick me out of her house or make fun of me and tell others about my struggle? Is this safe? All of these thoughts were raging through my mind. So I looked at my friend as she asked me, you know, how I was doing. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to take the mask off. I'm going to be real. So I looked at my friend and I said, you know what? I'm not doing good. I'm not okay. I'm really having a hard time. I'm dealing with depression and anxiety. I'm seeing a counselor. I'm on medication. And I remember I had tears in my eyes as I was sharing this because I was so afraid to let someone in. But at the same time, I felt relieved that I didn't have to hide it anymore and that I just let it out. And she looked back at me with tears in her eyes. And she said, "You too?" And we both just kind of, our shoulders just kind of relaxed. And again, tears streaming down our faces. And I looked at her and I said, me too. Me too. And she said, I'm so glad to know you don't have it all together. And I looked at her and I said, I don't have it all together. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay for us to not be okay. And that was a powerful moment for me. So maybe you need that. Maybe you need to know you're not alone in your struggle. So me too. I've been depressed. I've been in that pit. I've dealt with severe anxiety. I've dealt with those thoughts of not needing to be here on this world and thinking that I was more of a burden than a help. But I've also been on the other side, which is where I want you to get. And that is that there is hope for you. God loves you and He created you on purpose for a purpose. And just like He did for me, He wants to do for you. Psalms 41 through 2 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me, and He heard my cry, and He drew me up from the pit of destruction out of the miry bog and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. God heard my cry, and He hears your cry, and He wants to help you, and He is sending helpers. He wants you to know that it's okay to reach out to a counselor, to reach out to a doctor, to reach out to a friend, to reach out to anyone and say, I'm struggling and I need help. That's exactly what we're supposed to do. And I can tell you, when I finally took my mask off and revealed that I needed help, that I was hurting, that was when the healing began. That was when the restoration began. And that's when I began to view life in a different way. And then I was able to live life and thrive in spite of the struggles that I was facing. So know today, friend, that you are not alone and there is hope for you. And I'll say it one more time, you are worth it to get help. You're worth it. And if you need help, if you need additional ways to reach out and get that help, you can reach out to me personally and let me know. Again, that number, that national suicide prevention number is 1-800-273-TALK. Be able to talk today. Find that freedom to talk today about your hurts and your struggles. And know there's hope for you. Thank you guys for joining us today. And we'll see you next week.